Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation After Hours. I'm JT, and we're talking with Kyle Riggins from K-Rig Pressure Smoker here. Did you get anybody, Kyle, that kind of gave you a bunch of crap about it because you hadn't been in barbecue very long?
Not to my face. The interesting thing is, are you familiar with the barbecue editor, Daniel Bond?
Yeah, from Texas. Right.
Yeah, he, I had my food trailer over here at a local place for the spring, early summer months. And, he actually came by one day and I started off telling him, hey, you know, I know you're really, really, you know, I guess seasoned in this business. And I told him straight up, I was like, you know, I haven't been doing this long, so take it easy on me.
Sure.
And he just laughed at it. And, he was very impressed with what was going on. Gave me some great pointers too. Like, cause I've had some people come in that run some barbecue businesses around here too. And, you know, I approach it from more of a learning experience for me because, you know, I my family didn't really smoke a lot of barbecue, so I take it as an opportunity to learn as much as possible from it.
Well, that's a good thing, though. I mean, and you know, the deal is, we were talking in the regular show about seasonings and this and that. Depending on what part of the country or the world, actually, now, that you are in or you are visiting, their barbecue is going to be different than what you have at home. It's just, I mean, unless you just go to the next town where you live, but if you're traveling, right, you know, and you go from the Northwest and you go down to South Carolina, you're going to get a whole different version of barbecue. And so there is a lot to learn about that. But also, I think most people, and especially civilians that are not competitive barbecue people, if the meat is tender, they can bite through it, whether it's in a sandwich or it's just the meat on their plate, and they can enjoy the seasoning, I think that's why they do it. And they have, obviously, the flavors, smoky flavors and all that. But I think that that's what most people want. They're not as persnickety as some of my friends that compete. And that's fine that they are persnickety because they're going for some good prizes and some prize money and stuff. So, you know, they've got to be on a little different playing field than your average weekend guy who wants to go out and get a half a rack of ribs and some brisket.
Right. And that's the other thing too, is I kind of compare it to like brewing beer. You know, to do it the traditional way, to get really good at it, you have to have a passion for it. You know, not everybody's going to go out and buy a beer kit and try to brew their own fruit. And it might do it once and realize, well, this is a lot of work. I can just go buy a 12 pack at the grocery store. But you have to have a passion for it to learn the craft of doing it traditionally. And if you gave me a traditional pit, I could get some edible stuff off there, but I don't think I could do anywhere near what I could do in a K-Rig, just because I don't have that skill. I didn't have the passion before this to hone that skill. And that's the neat thing with the K-Rig, is it lets that person that likes to enjoy barbecue at home and have a really great product come off of it with little to to no background experience from a, sure. a barbecue perspective.
Sure.
Literally, to operate the unit, you turn the burner on. There's no high, medium, or low. It's on. You put your wood chips in. You put your food in. Start the engine. Close the door. And then it's just time. So, like, chicken, it's literally 25 minutes. A rack of ribs, 30 minutes. Brisket's about an hour. And it comes with a probe, so you're just looking at the temperature for, you know, your brisket and pork butts.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I design this, I try to keep the KISS, you know, I like the KISS philosophy.
Sure.
It's stupid simple. And, you know, if I could take all the variables, as many variables away from, like, you know, not worrying, having to worry about heat, not worrying about, you know, smoke, you know, it lets the normal person at home feel like they've kind of learned, you know, got really great barbecue from something in half the time.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's the key word there, Kyle, was time. A lot of people don't have the time to spend 8, 10, 12 hours on a Saturday. Right. You know, if they work 5 days a week like most people do, they don't have the time to do the long-term smoking stuff. They may love to do it. I love to do it.
Right.
But I don't have the time always to make that happen. So, you know, either I do something that, you know, requires a shorter cook time, or, you know, I'm looking for something that I can just grill on the gas grill and be done with it, because time is really our most precious commodity, and in my view. And if you got the time to do it, have at it, you know, go for it,
right.
Do it. But I think a lot of people would look at your rig and say, that makes sense to me.
Right. Well, and I'm another thing, especially like we were talking about on this radio show, how I was at that barbecue competition last weekend. You know, I was making it clear to a lot of these competitors. I was like, I'm not here to replace your methods or you know, replace your way of hobby or life. You know, to me, I picture my K-Rig right beside your traditional smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's, you know, people will take pride in smoking that brisket for 10 hours. But on the other hand, they might not take pride in smoking chicken. And while their brisket's smoking, they can have chicken. Or when they're coming home from work and they want to taste or test a rub or something like that, it's there to supplement what they have for the guy that's really into barbecue. You know, I'm not here to replace their way of life. But on the other hand, for people that don't care about that, I made pretty much an easy bake oven of barbecue is what some people have called it. So, you know, it's pretty nice to be able to come home from work and throw on a rack of ribs and have them ready to eat by 6:30.
Oh, absolutely. And I can see where the restaurant guys would jump into this.
Right.
You know, especially if they haven't really expanded their menu that much, and then they want to add to it, but they really don't want to use the offset smokers and take up that time, you know, the K-Rig may be just the deal for them.
And I've had a couple restaurants buy the unit for, and they're not barbecue restaurants, they're more like a taco restaurant where, you know, they use a brisket for the tacos, and every day they don't need but one or two briskets. And they're currently buying it from A to Z Barbecue, but sometimes A to Z Barbecue doesn't have brisket, or they, you know, buy too much or something of that nature. And, you know, it allows them the flexibility and great taste in food and bringing it in-house without having to, you know, have 8 hours, 10 hours invested in something.
It takes a long time. I owned a restaurant once for a very short period of time. And if you can make a go of it, this doesn't have anything to do with the K-Rig, but if you can make a go of it in the restaurant business, my hat's off to you. because that is that is a tough gig, and you're at the mercy of a lot of things, especially food costs, labor costs, and if you've got, you know, beer, wine, or hard liquor, those costs too. You know, besides the normal thing as far as rent or if you own the building, what have you. Anyway, if you can manage all that stuff and make it successful, like I said, my hat's off to you because that is a tough job.
Right.
It is.
And it's, you know, and a lot of it, in my opinion, is location too. You might have the best food, but if you can't be found easily and in a spot where people can see you, you know, it's hard to stay in business. I've seen a lot of good restaurants go to business because they're tucked away in the corner. And, people have a short attention span.
Well, and one of the things, too, that I can see the K-Rig becoming part of some of these restaurants is that toughest thing about barbecue is consistency, especially in a barbecue restaurant. It's if you've got a different pit master, if you know you've got a different type of wood, or if you got a different type of coal, or if you're, you know, whatever system you're using, to keep, you know, your brisket and ribs and pork on an even keel all the time, because that's what kills some of these restaurants. And I can see with the K-Rig, if you use, you know, here's the formula, here's of the spices, you know, here's the temperature that we need to attain, blah, blah, blah. It should be, unless there's something inherently wrong with whatever it is you're cooking, should be right. The same all the time.
And that's what I've found is I'm a creature of habit, or I really like to say creature of process. And when I'm cooking food, you know, once I kind of come upon something that I like or find other people like, I stick with that process.
Yeah.
Because I'm not having to worry about a different heat. I'm not having to worry about a different wood per se, because, you know, a bag of wood chips lasts months for me. You know, and then it really kind of comes down to then your variables is almost just your meat quality. You know, you get to a point with the K-Rig where you've reduced a lot of variables, and I'm more stringent on my meat now, because knowing that you can actually tell a difference between like a prime and a choice brisket, because the prime, you know, has more marbling, and that starts really coming into effect of consistency at that point.
Yeah.
Still does a choice brisket great, but you can, that stuff really kind of comes through, I guess is what I'm getting at, comes through in the final product a lot more, because you're able to keep all the other variables in check.
Yeah, exactly. Kyle Riggin from K-Rig Smokers, Pressure Smokers, good luck to you, man. Someday I'll be around and I'll get to try my hand with the K-Rig, but it's real interesting, and it sounds like a lot of fun, actually. And
just let me know when you're around, and definitely glad to have you around.
Sure, no worries. We're going to be back next week with another edition of After Hours for Barbecue Nation. Until then, I'm JT, and for the guys, take care, everybody.